Next item is 1241.
1241, update solid waste and recycling collection code, add definitions, and align terminology with Metro.
And I don't want to cut anybody off prematurely, but I do just want to make note of the fact that we have a rather full agenda. Thank you. Good morning.
Besides which, that's a very tough act to follow.
Yes, it is. But you can do it.
We will be brief. We're here to update solid waste code on commercial composting and our clean fleet. The work we've done in Peaches, my name is Bruce Walker. I work in the solid waste and recycling program for Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The Peaches and Winfield is going to give a very brief update of some of the code components. I just want to acknowledge that the foundation for this work was laid with getting more businesses to do commercial composting and for haulers, the clean fleet, getting the newer diesel trucks that reduce emissions. The groundwork was laid when we were back in Office of Sustainable Development over 10 years ago. And I just like to acknowledge the work of Commissioner Salzman in leading that for the environmental benefits this brings and for the cost effectiveness that was brought to the table under his leadership. So it's additional steps by businesses, both the commercial composting and the haulers that are purchasing the additional trucks. We put a lot of time into it, and it started 10-plus years ago. Thank you to Commissioner Salzman for the leadership, your predecessors on previous councils to move these items forward, and continued work such as other policies such as the plastics reduction strategy adopted today. So thank you to all of you. Now for today's ordinance, Peaches and Winfield.
Hi, again, Peaches and Winfield, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, Mayor, Commissioners. I just wanted to go over a couple of things that we think are highlights and then give you an opportunity to ask any questions. So Metro recently adopted administrative rules to increase commercial food scrap recovery. City of Portland actually did so quite a long time ago in 2008. But what we're trying to do with the code is align our language with Metro so that we're in concert with them. In addition to that change throughout the code, there are some housekeeping items like taking out old dates, removal of appeal fees, which no longer apply, and also taking out of date figures. We decided not to put figures back in just because we put our goals in a climate action plan now, and we feel like that's the best place to put that information. We also include a statement of the standard of service quality for commercial customers. Just want to make sure that because we do that to a certain degree, we want to make sure that that's a part of the declaration of the policy. And we also, as renewable diesel became available, and we have allowed that through administrative rule emergency process about a year ago, we want to update our definitions of biodiesel. And then the clean fleet. So the clean fleet policy is really about restricting the truck age. So the update here, as we developed the policy in the past, the residential trucks were on a different timeline than the commercial trucks. That all has been implemented now, and so we're just trying to merge that together and advance that policy in a way that makes sense today, whereas a decade ago we didn't have the federal standard for the 2010 trucks. So that effort is to merge the policy, to streamline it, and to update it in a way that makes sense for reducing emissions and it makes sense for the companies that provide the garbage and recycling service. And that's all I had for highlights. Any questions?
Very good. Any questions at this point, colleagues? Public testimony?
Just one speaker, Maggie.
2 minutes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hi, I'm for the composting of the vegetable scraps, because if you have an infrastructure for that, then you can start on urban farming. So bringing in and allowing spaces in urban areas where people can grow actual food and eat it, and then compost their scraps. And if you've got a system going that allows for composting and a space for composting, then you can start having some urban gardens, which would be a really good thing. And I hope that's the way of the future. And I hope we can have more. I want the scooters. I want all the electric stuff. In fact, I just want you to take away all the cars from the inner city and just block it off and let people go around in electric small vehicles, because it would increase the economy. It would enliven the economy. Nobody, people driving around don't buy things. If you want to liven up downtown, turn it into a more pedestrian, electrified transportation system. I mean, you've got the MAX, which is, good, but I think the scooters are good as long as they follow 16th century marine traffic law, which is, if you're a smaller vehicle versus the bigger vehicle, the bigger vehicle must maneuver around the smaller, slower moving vehicle.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yep. Any further discussion? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next, I